I'd like to call this Board of Supervisor meeting to order. The date is December 19th. The time is 6:32. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm going to lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance today because I was derelict in my duty. And then please remain standing, where we're going to have an invocation from Bishop Eric Johnson of the 12th Ward of Modesto's Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Our Father in heaven, we come before thee this evening with gratitude in our hearts for the freedoms which we enjoy, for the free country in which we live, and the opportunity that we have to serve in our community. And we thank thee for this time and season of Christmas and the spirit that it brings of peace and harmony among our community. Father, we ask at this time a blessing upon this meeting, that thy spirit will dwell here and the spirit of contention will not. We ask thee that the topics to be discussed and the conversations to be had will be had with open minds and open hearts, and that the best for the community will come from this meeting, and that all will be according to thy will and to the will of those who lead us here in this great county. We thank thee again for our many blessings and invoke thy blessing upon this meeting, and do so in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Johnson. Okay, we're going to move on to item 4, which is a public comment period. It's an opportunity to speak on anything that is not on today's posted agenda. Please keep your comments to 5 minutes. And when you come up to the microphone, state your name for the record. I do have one speaker card, and that doesn't preclude you from speaking, even though you didn't fill out a speaker card, but it makes things go faster. It's Tatiana Oliveira.
Hello.
Hi.
I am currently a student at Stanislaus State. Some of my peers are in the audience today because we've been tasked with coming here and asking you all a question. So I've learned in my classes so far about the importance of citizen engagement in the public sector. So my question for you is, what are some opportunities that you have for public participation in policymaking at the county level, particularly for college students?
Wow. So just today, I got my list for District 2. I don't know if everyone else received theirs, of opportunities on different boards. If you go to the Stanislaus County website, the Board of Supervisors, there's boards and commissions. And if you go through there, they have which ones are filled, where there's positions available. It doesn't preclude you from getting on something even if it's full, because we're constantly rotating. There's parks commissions, behavioral health and recovery. We've got probably 30 of them, something like that, 20? You're looking like you don't know. And so there are lots of opportunities. That's number one. The fact that you're here and you care is the greatest thing, because we talk about apathy of the younger generation just not being engaged enough. So we appreciate you taking the time. And I will tell you that I just spoke to a water and power. I was on your campus speaking to a class last week. It was fantastic. I enjoy it. And I have a great faith every time I come to CSU Stanislaus in your generation, because sometimes you guys get banged around a little bit by the older generation, like my dad does to me. So, would you like to?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to add on to what the chairman has said here. There are so many vacancies out there that we could, you could fill. There are through our focus on prevention, we have so many areas in there that we could put you to work, and your fellow students to work in your neighborhoods, through your church organizations that you're involved, faith-based organizations. So many different things that we need you. We very much need you. We're all getting old up here. And we need some of us are getting old up here.
Okay, some of you, I'm still 39.
Yeah, that's right. but we could very much use you. So you've opened up a floodgates, and now we're gonna put you to work here and all of your friends. So we appreciate you being here and asking.
I noticed you didn't put your phone number on here. It's funny. So that was really good. My name's Tatiana, and I want to do something. So here's another thing. Sandra Loza, who is my field representative and was in ASI just 2 years ago, now in the master's program over there. So I have a deep connection with President Jun and many of the people. I'm just excited you guys are here. So who, raise your hands really quick. Who's from the school? And you weren't forced to come here, right? It's good. All right. Jody?
Okay, so I'm going to make a quick pitch to let you know that when you're done with your studies, you're going to want a great job. And in Stanislaus County, we're always looking for talented leadership, especially folks who will come to the podium and want to talk to the board. So I wanted you to know that we have actually a very robust internship program. So if you really want to get at the heart of how we form public policy, we would welcome you. It's really easy to find online. But please locate that, and you can find different areas that you might be interested in. We've actually had some real success stories with a CSU intern who has worked all the way through that process, interned in every division in our office, and is currently a management consultant for the chief executive office. So, you know, if you're interested in really jumping into the organization and trying to help the community from the inside out, those opportunities are available, and I encourage you, and I applaud you for coming tonight.
Thank you. So I'm going, I don't know if I'm on, but I'm going to echo all three of the previous speakers. As a former administrator at CSU Stanislaus, I will say some of my fondest memories in my entire career have been the work-study students I have had at CSU Stanislaus. You guys do amazing work. You have a passion that I think is unprecedented in a lot of community colleges and four-year colleges across the state. So thank you for being here, Tatiana, and to you and to your colleagues from CSU Stanislaus. We appreciate your excitement to get engaged in the county. There are not enough people who want to really be engaged at a deep level in community service. So thank you for your interest. Our intern program is unrivaled in anything I've seen in other municipalities and even at the state level. So please continue to be engaged. Reach out to me or any of my colleagues here or the county itself, and we will get you plugged in. I was just reviewing today all the different appointments that I have available in my part of the county in the district. So if you live in Oakdale or Waterford, Riverbank, East Modesto, and a number of different areas, Empire, we're looking for people like you who want to really take part in their community. So thank you for taking the time to be here tonight.
Tatiana, make sure you leave your number right over here with our clerk of the board.
Okay. Yeah.
Or email would be fine.
And technology's awesome. I just got a text. We have 22 openings.
Excellent. Thank you.
22 wow. openings.
Thank you, Mr. Boggs.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She's saying, what I get into.
Yeah. why did I come here tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Anyone else for public comment? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is anything that's not marked as an action item. We do have to pull for a separate consideration D1, Planning Commission. So minus D1. Is there any board member that would like to pull any other items? Nope. Anyone want to comment on any of the items? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board.
I will make a motion to approve all consent calendar items with the exception of item D1.
Okay. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. D1.
D1, I have a conflict. One of the applicants there is my brother-in-law, who is, I am married to his beautiful sister, and I probably should not sit through this one. So I
okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve.
Hold on.
He's got to leave.
Or not.
We're going to.
He gets out.
Note for the record that Supervisor Withrow has left the dais. Okay.
We don't pay attention to that many rules in Sacramento.
So, where are we now?
Noticing Supervisor Withrow's absence, I will make a motion to approve item D1.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. So you wonder how he came back, right? He had his ear against, we got a cup back there and can sit and listen. what's going
on. Now he knows what we said about him.
Yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't be the first time.
It's always good about the holiday season brings out the best in us, or the worst, depending on how you look at it. Okay, so being past the time of 6:40, we're going to move on to the first public hearing. It's a public hearing to introduce and waive the first reading of an ordinance to amend section 4.34-011 of the Stanislaus County Code. And Lee will be presenting. Clerk Recorder Lee Lundgren. How are you?
Good evening. Lee Lundgren, County Clerk Recorder. I'd like to say hello to the whole board today and to our county council and our CEO and everyone here is in the audience. I bring before you the hearing to bring before you an item that came up first in 2008. It is the Social Security Truncation Program. That item started with an official breaking the record into two indexes, the official and the public index. The public index at that point in time was made to have a Social Security number truncated off of all of the documents from 1980 through current and into the future. Specifically, last four digits of the Social Security number on all of the recorded documents can show, but everything else is blacked out or darked out. And this is especially to protect people from identity theft and other parts of knowledge that people would get from taking their Social Security numbers. The board approved it, and they adopted a $1 fee back in those days to establish to pay for the program. The program began on July 1st, 2008, and was specifically by Government Code 27304C, was recognized to build finances to implement the program. They allowed the recorders, all recorders across the state, to do an internal startup loan, which we did. We have completed the documents from 1980 to current. However, at this point in time, we are still taking and truncating into the future. And we have, after conducting two separate reviews, which are attached to this item, have over approximately $200,000 left to reimburse the county for that original startup funding. So a specific code indicated that the county must stop charging the fee without board reauthorization if that reauthorization and must be held and heard before December 31st of 2017. And I can tell you, when we got this thing started, 2017 seemed like really far away from 2008, and here it is today. So basically several counties around the state are seeking to get reauthorization from their boards, as we are this evening. We would like to have that reauthorization to continue charging the dollar. And between July 1st and December 31st of 2019, we will revisit this and see where our current stature is at that point in time and how much has been paid back to the county for the funding that was originally borrowed. Do you have any other questions?
Any questions for Lee? Okay, seeing none, this is a public hearing. We're going to open the public hearing. Would anyone like to come up? Comment, thoughts? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, come back to the board for action.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval.
A motion.
Staff recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I will second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you
all very much and have a happy holiday.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Okay, moving on to the public hearing, the 6:45 public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation of approval of the general plan amendment and rezone application for Miss Lynn Honda. Rachel Weiss and Angela Freitas will be presenting.
Good evening, Supervisor Chiesa, members of the board, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Doring, Angela Freitas, Planning Director, and with me is Rachel Weiss.
Good evening, members of the board. Rachel Weiss, Stanislaus County Planning. Tonight we have before you general plan amendment rezone PLN 2017-0081, Miss Lynn Honda. It is a request for a general plan amendment and rezone. They are requesting to amend the general plan and rezone 2.28 acre parcel to plan development for vehicle storage for an existing dealership. So it will be added to the existing dealership. The site is located east of McHenry Avenue. It's just east of the existing Miss Lynn Honda site between Bangs Avenue and Clarabelle Road. It has a general plan of urban transition and is currently zoned A210. And then here's the existing. You can see the area has been developed with commercial along McHenry, and then you still have orchards and some row crops to the east. And then here's just a zoomed in aerial. This will be the area that will be developed for additional parking. So they are proposing to pave this area, add security fencing, and install 228 spaces. It will be an extension of the existing. So here it is. And then this is the existing, and then this is the dealership. In order to approve the project, the board has to find that it's consistent with the general plan. The urban transition designation is reserved for areas that are within a city sphere of influence. This is within Modesto sphere. The project was referred to them with the request to change the general plan to plan development. City of Modesto responded that the rezone and general plan amendment was consistent with regional commercial designation they have for the site, and they did not recommend any development standards. They were fine with the way we were proposing it. In order to be consistent, once the general plan is amended to PD, then the PD zoning will be consistent with that use. The project was referred out as part of the Environmental Quality Act to all responding agencies and departments. Conditions of approval, development standards were added to the rezone, and we are considering, or the board is considering, a negative declaration. The project was heard before the Planning Commission on November 16, 2017. It was approved a 7-0 vote. The Planning Commission did amend development standards. This was at the request of the applicant for development standard 11. They clarified a trigger. 10 was removed and replaced with conditions 18 and 19, which just clarified that condition, made it clear. And it was just to preserve access to the farm, the parcel that's still being farmed to the east. And so it just extended the driveway, extended that legal access. And those conditions, those modifications, were shared with the applicant. And so the Planning Commission recommended to the board that they approve the project consistent with those modifications to the development standards. All the findings for approval are on pages 1 and 2 of your board report. And staff is available for questions.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff? Comments? Okay. This is a public hearing. Again, I'm going to open the public hearing. Any an opportunity for anyone to speak? Please state your name for the record.
Evening, Chair Chiesa, board members, Dennis Wilson, Horizon Consulting. Here tonight representing Miss Lynn Honda. Ms. Wise has given you pretty much all of the details that were brought up at the Planning Commission and staff, and we would ask you tonight to approve the application, approve the neg deck, and also approve the project. Any questions?
Any questions? Saying? Nope. Anyone else?
Take the opportunity to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Likewise. All right. Seeing no one, close the public hearing, bring it back to the board for consideration.
Unless there's any comment, I move that we accept the 7 recommendations by staff.
Okay. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve all 7 staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Efficiency at its best.
Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to go back to item D7, right? Yes, approval of the final completion and acceptance of the consideration of Senate Bill 1022, reentry and enhanced alternatives to custody training, the REACT Center, with the Sheriff Christensen and Patricia Hill.
The A-team.
The A-team.
It's our A-game.
Well, good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Doering, Mr. Hayes, Adam Christensen, your sheriff, and we are here before you tonight to talk about the final completion of our SB 1022 REACT project. And without getting into a lot of detail, which I'm going to leave to the famous Patty Hill Thomas, certainly we would not be here for any of these projects, either the Sheriff's Detention Center and all of the other things we've done and now this project, if it were not for your overwhelming support, the support of our CEO, Jody Hayes, and those who went before him, and our community-based organizations, our partners. It's just an amazing thing, and I've talked many times before in front of this board about how relationships get things done. And we are the only county out of 58 that has not one but two realignment projects that we've seen to completion on time and under budget, and it's because of those relationships. So, thank you. Yes, hear, hear. So I know that Patty Hill's got a lengthy list of people she wants to thank, but I have Lieutenant Steve Traverso in the audience somewhere back there. Where are you, Steve? There he is. We call him Bob the Builder. Steve leads our transition team. He's the lieutenant that's been in charge of making sure that both of these projects come in just right where they're supposed to. And if it were not for his leadership and his teamwork in the spirit and cooperation of teamwork, again, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So, Steve, congratulations, and thank you very much. With that, Patty Hill, it's all yours.
Thank you, Sheriff. Good evening, everyone. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Doering, Mr. Thomas in the back of the room, and our team in the audience, we are doing a happy dance seated here tonight. I'm going to talk a little baseball because those of you who know me would be, I'm sure, disappointed if I didn't. Don't let the fear of striking out hold you back. And we have a story that you know and you've heard before, and I'm going to do as brief a job as I can of recapping the high points. It has something to do with a trip to East LA. It has something to do with the Board of State and Community Corrections telling Sheriff Christensen to sit down and not speak at a public hearing. It has something to do with the state of California making a fatal error and telling Stanislaus County that we hadn't done our job when indeed we had. It has something to do with an appeal and a double jeopardy appeal where we admitted to one huge guilt. That was, and we addressed a retired presiding judge from the LA County Superior Court, William Ponder. If we're guilty of anything, Your Honor, in Stanislaus County, we're guilty of being too careful. When I handed out this another Patty party treat at our kickoff meeting on April 25th, 2016, we had popcorn, we had peanuts, and if you look in there, we had a Nerf baseball. And we brought an incredible team together to kick this project toward completion. And there again is a great baseball quote I want to read to you tonight, because it really demonstrates, whether it's the board, it's the team, it's the contractors, and everyone in between, our approach in Stanislaus. The way a team plays as a whole determines its success. You may have the greatest bunch of individual stars in the world, but if they don't play together, the club won't be worth a dime. And that is the great Babe Ruth. This is an incredible project team. Tonight, we're going to start the celebration that we will continue on February 13th at 1 p.m. at the beautifully completed REACT Center. Well, we would dedicate on behalf of Stanislaus County and the state of California this very innovative first project in the state. Don't forget, this team lost 4 months with the silliness of an appeal, and we finished first. And I say that with pride personally, but to everyone who's listening, everyone who's here, and everyone who will join us on February 13th, that's about teamwork. Our Roebling contractors, I'm going to introduce them, are here tonight. I promised them the last time they were here, they sat through about 4 hours of public hearings before we awarded the contract, and I appreciate you going fast tonight. I know you did that just for us. The Lion Aucus design team, the HOK design team, LDA partners, Ketchell, AECOM, and our project team. There are a lot of names that we will celebrate more on February 13th. But two critical leaders from Roblin Contractors are in the audience tonight, Mr. Brian Todd and Mr. Rick Bruning. And not only will they still talk to me, Chairman Chiesa, they are sad. I got a note today from Rick Bruning, their project manager, to see this project in. It's really been a great experience for all of us. We have the great Maynard Feist from Lyonakis. We have the HOK team, who's also dedicated, after this project, all of their work on the Homelessness Access Center. Jeff Goodell, David Crotian, Alan Bright. We have the LDA partners. We had great construction managers. But what this boiled down to was the determination of a great project team. Sheriff Christensen, Captain Duncan, Lieutenant Clifton, Lieutenant Traverso, again, who's here tonight, Deputy Brandon Galasso, Deputy Chris Williams, Deputy Steve Macedo, Deputy Dave Wipke, and the remainder of the sheriff's staff who have participated in and out of this project. And in the Capital Projects team, Van Switzer, Daryl Long, Al Valencia, who's with us tonight, Joan Cox, Elsa Biedenwick, Gino Calaccia, Teresa Vanderine, Leticia Lomelli, Andy Johnson with me tonight, Norma Baker, Randy Cavanaugh, Jim Quartz, Chris Brooks, Rick Rodriguez, and Chuck Scalino. I tell you their names tonight, even though they're not all here, because this stuff doesn't just happen. It happens because this group of people chooses to make a difference in this community. So I want to tell you a little bit about the history, and then I promised Supervisor DeMartini when we spoke last week that I'll try to stop bragging about winning that appeal and talk about the project, because that was a really tough thing. But this demonstrates that time flies, whether you're having fun or not, right? On May 16, 2014, we had a successful appeal. Chairman Chiesa was in the room, Sheriff Christensen and I were in the room, and many others, and we're really, really proud of that. That gave us a four-month delay before we started this project, $40 million. On April 19th, you awarded the contract of 2016, and there's many steps in between, to the great contracting team of Roblin. Roblin built our Juvenile Commitment Center, a design-build project that had twice as much time and twice as much money in terms of float that this project does. And we were lucky that they competitively came back and sought this project. We've been awarded funding for three huge state facility funding projects. $24 million on SB 81, the Juvenile Commitment Center, the AB 900 Phase 2, all new maximum security mental health beds and other facilities, all dedicated this March with Governor Brown in attendance, all complete and operational now. And there you go, our 1022 project, all focused on significantly enhancing public safety. Just as a reminder, the REACT Center will add replacement beds through a phased opening. It will allow the county, which was the master plan goal from 1988, to close the downtown jail and operate all of its jails at one location instead of three. Just as a reminder, the Honor Farm has been closed, the downtown jail is next, and all facilities have been consolidated, both for public safety and for efficiency in one location. That's been this Board of Supervisors' goal for a very, very, very long time. And it completes our Public Safety Center Master Plan. There is a lot of work that Lieutenant Traverso and his team are doing right now to complete the furnishings, to get ready for the audit, to close out the staffing, and to get us ready to go. Just a couple of pictures on construction. If this doesn't demonstrate to us all how quickly time flies, you see the site in my upper left before we started. You see the footings going in, the construction coming out of the ground. You see the building starting to form in the next series of photos. You see the interior taking shape. You see that great sign that we say to the world, this is a place of change. It's a re-entry and training facility. Inside this front of the building is right there is a place where your board and many other people involved in the project signed as a memento for the future that this was a countywide effort, and you see some of the interior kitchen areas. The State of Board and Community Corrections is so proud of this project. You see us there on a site visit below with them. Charlene Aboitis does a tremendous job. And with just a little bit of magic, we completed the SB 1022 project on 10/22, October 22nd, 2017. Remember, we kicked it off on April 25th, 2016. And there you have it, folks, the picture of that REACT Center today. We're very proud of it. It is a remarkable place where change can and will occur. So while the building is beautiful and the design and the materials and the craftsmanship, it's about what will happen in this place. We hope the goal is to make this a better community. When you get a certificate of occupancy and you're a project manager, you say, done. And the picture on the bottom of the screen shows the whole team up in the Tower Conference Room where they came every week, rain or shine, to talk about how we could do this job together. There are a lot of people to thank, and tonight what the sheriff and I want to do is we want to thank Roebelin General Contractors. They're off on another job already. The team is dispersed across the state, but we will never forget them, and we don't want them to ever forget us. So I'd like to ask Vice President Brian Todd and Project Manager Rick Bruning to come to the podium, please. Before we give them the plaque, I reminded you twice already tonight that we had a four-month delay through the silliness of that appeal. And we went through a design, build, best, and final. And when Roebelin walked in the room in an evening session at the Sheriff's Operations Center, they brought a project manager, Mr. Jim Peterson, who had built our Juvenile Commitment Center. And I said out loud, you're in. And then I said, but by the way, we need to accelerate your project by 30 days. And the fact that Mr. Todd is still in a room with me and still talking to me is a remarkable accomplishment on both of our parts. These two gentlemen's heart and soul and their entire team are what made that REACT Center idea a reality. And on behalf of us and being presented by Sheriff Christensen, we want the Roebelin team for now not to forget our appreciation. Mr. Bruning has reminded me that we had 20 weather days in this project. We ended up settling on 24, I believe, and it was the worst raining season that we had ever experienced in a capital project. So another testament to their determination.
Tricia Hill, you should get in the picture.
Oh,
you need to get in the picture.
That's a little out of order. Can I really?
Sorry. Okay. You better get in front.
Thank you for letting us do that. That wasn't in the script. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we actually have recommendations for you, and at the back of the table I have the final completion certificate, which I'll go back there and sign if you will accept the construction. We are going to save over $2.8 million by the successful completion of this project. It has been completed on time, under budget. This is, in my entire career here, the single lowest report of the percent of change orders on this project, 1%. A public construction project with a 1% change order experience is unheard of. And I hate to say it out loud because they probably deserved a lot more money, but indeed, we ask you to accept tonight this project at a total cost of $32,797,880 for its construction, and to ask you to authorize me on behalf of your board to sign and complete all the required construction closeout activities. We have a save the date going out tomorrow, February 13th, 2018 at 1 p.m., where we will ask the community, the state, and all of you to join us in celebrating the completion of this remarkable reentry and training facility for the future, and we're happy to answer any questions that you may have.
I know there's going to be some comments. Any questions? All right. Anyone in the audience? Any comments? Okay, back to the board. I have to tell you, and I know I've said this before, but I know that we have some other folks here today, but I was there along with the sheriff when we went through the appeals process, and I was one of those folks that told Patricia Hill, we're done. You know, they're gonna take it out on us because we got two other $80 million, and I can't remember what the juvenile commitment facility was, but on a forward-looking basis. And she said, we didn't do anything wrong. I remember this moment. We're going to win this. It's the right thing to do. And so she went forward. And this is truly the house that Patricia Hill built. And I love that she gives everyone else credit for help building it, but it wouldn't be there without you and your tenacity. It's a pretty stark reminder. To the sheriff who has been against realignment, who was against realignment on day one, this is great, great theater. He really had a problem with it, and quite frankly, I bet this board did too. And as we've gone through this process, he's bought into it, and I think we have state-of-the-art opportunity right now in Stanislaus County with the new facilities we have to actually speak to the recidivism rate where we didn't have that before. And that comes under your leadership. And I know Lieutenant Traverso has been instrumental in the building component. But again, without your thought process and your commitment to this, it's not even possible. To the whole team, and I think it's funny because Robelin, I'm sorry, is thinking about that $2 million they left on the table. So, but thank you. This is true team sport. You've shown me again and again and again and again that team sport wins. I am proud to be a part of this county like you wouldn't believe. The great things that are happening here, it starts with that. And to that young man sitting in the back, Jay, who happens to be your husband, who shows up here tonight. Jay, thank you for loaning her to us for the last 30-some years, and it's been a great, great experience, and this is a crowning achievement for you, Patty. So anyways,
thank you.
Those are my thoughts. Anything else?
I, too, had, thought that when I heard we were going to appeal this, I thought, well, fat chance. Appeals, we just never win. But I tell you, I was certainly wrong on that, and your tenacity that you had to go after that and insist that we were right on our application really paid off. I think this particular project has probably the greatest chance of reversing the tide that we've had to prevent some recidivism. the way we had the jails in this state in the past, like the downtown jail, was just no way to rehabilitate anybody. So we have to try a different approach. You know, this was a $32 million project. I think this is just what the county needs. So I'm really excited about the project. I'm sure it's going to be successful. And I really think Patty Hill is really the one who just got this thing done. Not to minimize the sheriff's importance on this, but we have a good team here, good contractors. And you got the project done that I thought was impossible to even get the money from the state. So, you know, with this project in place now, we really have modernized our criminal justice facilities. And this was the last piece of it. So we really have something that's really good now. And as we begin to shut down the downtown jail, I think our facilities are among the best in the state. And it's because of our team here and the dedication of the staff that got this done. So really, a job well done.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes, I just want to thank Patty, the sheriff, and everyone involved. We thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Okay. No other comments?
Just to reiterate what everybody else is saying, you know, like we said, we all thought realignment was going to be a bad thing. But what we do in this county, consistently it seems, is we take lemons and we make lemonade out of it. And we have turned this around, and I don't think any place can do like what we do here in this county, and it's as a result of Patty and your team and our Sheriff's Department and our Probation Department and our Public Defender, everybody involved in our criminal justice system. We do great work here, and we have a passion for it, and we have a heart for it, and just very proud of everything all of you do here. And I really do think that as a result of realignment, we are going to change people's lives that wouldn't have been changed otherwise, because they're coming back to our county, and we're going to be able to do something to make their lives better and stop the recidivism, like we said. And initially, we thought realignment was going to be a bad thing, but what we're doing is we're going to change people's lives, and it's because of projects like this that we have the ability to do this, so, and the people that we have here in this county. So we're all so proud of everything you guys have done, and this is just another great example of what happens here in Stanislaus County. So thank you guys very much.
And it didn't hurt that Patricia Hill was gloating. She spiked the ball like Rob Gronkowski, right? So you showed him. I love it. That's your sports analogy. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Indeed, Mr. Chair, I'm going to speak too. I can't be the only one not to speak, right? I have to say, as Sheriff Christensen will remember, I was also one of the early naysayers of realignment. And probably the most adversarial conversation I had in my 6 years serving in the Assembly was in my first year over realignment with an individual from the Sheriff's Department, not Sheriff Christensen, not at all. But over time, I actually became one of the early adopters of restorative justice programs. So talk about a huge evolution in my philosophy and way of thinking. Because if you look at the research and you look at the data and you look at statistics, and Sheriff Christensen was a huge part of my evolution as well, I think we sort of evolved together, although he even sooner than I, the data doesn't support that the way we've been doing things in the state of California for decades now is leading to good results. And at some point, you have to let the data and statistics speak and acknowledge the fact that it's time to try a different way. And so it's time to try a different way in California. Lower our recidivism rates, increase public safety. And I think it challenges a lot of the ways that we as Californians have historically thought. But I'm excited to be part of a county that's one of the early adopters that's going to prove that we can do this, because all of our leaders, all of our partners are working collaboratively together. And I give so much of that credit, all of that credit, to you, Patty Hill, to our sheriff, to all of our law enforcement leaders across this county, because there is more collaboration here than anywhere I've ever seen. And that alone, I believe, is going to make this work. And I believe that alone is the reason that the state of California decided to put its trust in our county and let us be the first in not one public safety facility, but many public safety facilities as we begin to implement realignment and so many other new programs as a state. So it's an experiment, but it's an experiment worth pursuing because it can only get better from here. So I applaud your efforts. As I said, I'm thrilled to be part of a board that's one of the firsts. And I believe we could be a model of best practices across the state eventually for this. So kudos to both of you for your achievements in this regard, and I'm excited to just watch and observe your successes.
Okay. I say we give Patricia Hill permission to go back and sign something. Is there a motion?
I will make a motion to approve all staff recommendations.
Second?
Second.
Motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great, great, great night. I will say, I've noticed there's a really attentive group sitting right around there, and that's the Modesto Leadership Group, right? Woo! Yeah. So how many of you are from Modesto Leadership? Which ones are in the class? Outstanding. Thank you guys very much for coming. You came because it was going to be a short meeting, I know that, but we appreciate it nonetheless, for sure. Okay, so now we're going to move on to correspondence.
This board has received a resolution from the Westport Fire Protection District requesting the change of their governing board member elections from odd-numbered to even-numbered years.
Refer to the clerk recorder and registrar of voters.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
Can I just make a comment? This is Supervisor Tsukiza's last meeting as the chairman. Thankless job if there ever was one. We appreciate all his efforts and the extra work that the chairman has to do, and I thought he did a very good job this year of running the meeting. So thank you for your
thank you. I appreciate here. That. And I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas before we move on to Legislative Fiscal Management Report.
No report, just a happy holidays to everybody.
Likewise. Thank you all for being here, and have a Merry Christmas. This meeting is adjourned.